This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. The national sales event is on at your Toyota dealer, making now the perfect time to get a great deal on a dependable new car.
Like a legendary Camry, built for performance and available with all-wheel drive, you can count on your new Camry to get anywhere you need to go. And with available features like heated seats and a multimedia touchscreen, you can stay connected in comfort and style.
Or check out an affordable and reliable Corolla with a trim for every lifestyle, from the hip and agile sedan to the sporty hatchback. There's a dependable Corolla built just for you.
Plus, both Camrys and Corollas are available in hybrid models, so no matter your style, you can drive efficiently and affordably.
So visit your local Toyota dealer and check out amazing national sales event deals on Camrys, Corollas, and more when you visit buyatoyota.com.
Toyota, let's go places.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. Last week, I read a passage from Karl Ove Knausgård about Obliger Rebellion, and this week, I want to mention another passage in another of his works, and I want to apologize again to anyone who can hear my mispronunciation, I am sure, of his name. On the Happier podcast, each week, Elizabeth and I propose a Try This at Home suggestion, some concrete step that we can take, starting today, to be happier, healthier, more productive, or more creative. Way back in episode 2, we suggested a Try This at Home that really struck a chord with listeners. It was an idea suggested by our mother. She'd made the observation that when you're in touch with a person all the time, you have a lot to say to each other. But when you see a person rarely, you have a hard time coming up with things to say. So she suggested that we email each other regularly with updates about small details of our lives. We instantly realized that this was a great idea, and now every several days, we send each other an email titled Update, and we write about the most minor daily happenings in our lives. The motto of Update is, it's okay to be boring. It is astonishing how much closer I feel to my mother, my father, and my sister now that we're exchanging these very minor but regular updates. As I mentioned last week, I love the autobiographical novels and essays of Karl Ove Knausgård. And in one of his memoir novels, he makes a similar observation about how we have more to say to people we see all the time. In the book, My Struggle, Book 6, he's thinking about moving away from his beloved brother, Jer. And he reflects, when we moved to Malmö, I had been afraid Jer and I would lose touch. That's what distance does. When the time between conversations gets longer, intimacy diminishes. The little things connected to one's daily life lose their place. It seems odd to talk about a shirt you just bought or to mention you're thinking of leaving the dishes until morning when you haven't spoken to a person for 2 weeks or a month. That absence would seem instead to call for more important topics. And once they begin to determine the conversation, there's no turning back. Because then it's two diplomats exchanging information about their respective realms in a conversation that needs to be started up from scratch. In a sense, every time, which gradually becomes tedious. And eventually it's easier not to bother phoning at all, in which case it's even harder the next time. And then suddenly it's been half a year of silence. It's perhaps counterintuitive. The more we talk to people, the more we have to say to them. I'll put a link to Knausgård's work in the show notes. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier. Homes.com knows that when it comes to home shopping, it's never just about the house or condo. It's about the home. And what makes a home is more than just the house or property. It's the location and neighborhood. If you have kids, it's also schools, nearby parks, and transportation options. That's why Homes.com goes above and beyond to bring home shoppers the in-depth information they need to find the right home. And when I say in-depth, I'm talking deep.
Each listing features comprehensive information about the neighborhood, complete with a video guide. They also have details about local schools with test scores, state rankings, and student-to-teacher ratio. They even have an agent directory with the sales history of each agent. So when it comes to finding a home, not just a house, this is everything you need to know all in one place. Homes.com. We've done your homework.